As the Boston Globe and the work of its investigative journalists continue to be celebrated around the world in the wake of the movie Spotlight on the clergy sex abuse crisis, the newspaper is again in the middle of cutting back. Managers hope to know by the end of this month if enough staffers have accepted a buyout offer to prevent layoffs. The Globe is also preparing to move from its home of the past six decades on Morrissey Boulevard in Dorchester to a modern space in downtown Boston. For a look at the future of the Globe, we visited Editor-in-Chief Brian McGrory at the soon-to-be-vacated headquarters in Dorchester.
This place here on Morrissey Boulevard has served the company incredibly well for many decades, and I've loved being here. I've spent the bulk of my adult life working out of this building. Many people here have. But the industry has changed, and this organization, this institution has changed with it. And when you walk around this newsroom now, when you walk around the building, you can't help but see ghosts of times gone by. When we launch into a new space, it is going to be geared toward a 21st century metropolitan news organization. We won't be seeing the memories, we'll be seeing the future, and we're all very, very excited about that.
When I walked into the building and looked around just a little bit, there are quite a few empty spaces. And the building, while, as you point out, has served you well for almost six decades, feels a little tired in a way.
Tired. It's exhausted. My God, you couldn't come up the escalator because that thing hasn't worked in several years or a couple of years. You can liken it to an old Victorian where we raised a big, vibrant family, and now the kids are all have gone on to their own thing, and we still got all this empty space here that we're banging around in. It'll be really, really good to get into a space that's far more suitable to what we do now, which is in some ways that are not inconsequential, different than what we were doing 15, 20 years ago.
Last month, the Globe announced another round of buyout offers, which followed a buyout last fall. What brought you to this?
Well, what brought us to this is what's bringing virtually every major metro and national news organization to the same thing, and that is that, quite simply, the revenue that's coming into the paper doesn't support the amount of money that we're spending right now on everything we do, and we're constantly looking for ways to cut and to create a sustainable news organization that will be around for a long time to come.
Are you getting enough takers for the buyout offers to avoid layoffs?
We'll see. That we're still in progress on the buyout. I'm extremely hopeful in the newsroom that we can avoid layoffs, but I won't know until the buyout period is over, which is at the very end of June.
You spend as much time dealing with newspaper finances as you do with journalism?
I spend too much of my day dealing with numbers and not words, which can drive me crazy. I grew up in this newsroom. I've been a writer my entire career. The part of this business that gets me going is the journalism part, holding people accountable, telling people things they wouldn't otherwise know. And the idea that so much of our time now is devoted to making ends meet here is here and everywhere is no small amount of frustration.
All of this happens at the time when the newspaper is also enjoying the wild success of the film Spotlight, which brought worldwide praise for the investigative journalism side of the Globe and its expose on clergy sex abuse here in the Boston area. Is the timing causing cognitive dissonance in the newsroom?
I think that's a little bit strong. Look, the Spotlight, the movie, has been wonderful for the institution. What the Globe did back in 2001, 2002, 2003 was a once-in-a-half-century story. I will say that we're not just looking at history, though. The Globe was a Pulitzer finalist last year for public service for a Spotlight report on decrepit student housing in Boston. We have doubled the size of our Spotlight team here. We have redoubled our efforts at accountability reporting at the Globe. We're not looking at this is the way it used to be and this is the way it is now. We are every bit as engaged in investigative and accountability reporting as we've ever been. So that kind of cognitive dissonance does not happen.
Sports section, whose audience arguably includes some of the most ardent Globe supporters and readers. Will the sports section be taking a hit at some point?
Oh, the sports section has gradually been taking somewhat of a hit. We understand readers come to our site and to our print paper in no small way for sports, just like arts aficionados and others come for arts. And when you're making choices about creating a self-sustaining organization, there are no good choices.
Given all this, I'm wondering if you're bullish or bearish about the future of the Globe.
I'm bullish because for a variety of reasons. We are as well-positioned as a news organization can be. We have just an extraordinary amount of talent in this room. We have an ownership team, John and Linda Henry, that have told us point blank, we do not need to make a profit here. We want to be civically engaged. We want to figure out a model that the rest of the industry can follow. So just break even, figure it out, create a sustainable organization. Much of what we've had to do to be self-sustaining, we have done, and I think it's going to pay off in a huge way very soon.
Long-term future. Will the Boston Globe continue to be the newspaper of record for readers across the region?
The newspaper of record thing is now fallacy. We're not trying to be the newspaper of record now. The newspaper of record is something that you read in 1998. We are trying to be the paper of interest, and we have been for years now. Gone are the days when we had a staff that allowed for us to have reporters in every courthouse, 13 people in Washington, 8 people abroad. We are now trying to tell interesting stories that engage people and important stories that hold people in power accountable.
Brian McGrory, good luck to you.
Thank you, Bob, very much. I appreciate it.
Brian McGrory is editor of the Boston Globe.